Call us 296-1662, 296-1662. Ryan Turner and staff will be happy to answer any questions over the phone. Get in and infuse your life in a better way, more energy, and a healthier sense of living with Infusion Cryo and Laser.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Countdown to Game of Thrones. Only 6 days left to try to remember what happened last season, because it was 2 freaking years ago. Countdown to Game of Thrones.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's a new head of Homeland Security.
The head of Customs and Border Protection, Kevin McAleenan, will be the new acting Homeland Security Secretary, replacing Kirstjen Nielsen. President Trump tweeted late Sunday that he has confidence McAleenan will do a great job. Soon after, Nielsen tweeted she had submitted her resignation, saying it's been an honor of a lifetime to serve with the brave men and women of DHS.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, exploring a Democratic Party presidential run, as if his being gay was a choice, it was made far above his pay grade.
And that's the thing I wish the Mike Pences of the world would understand. That if you got a problem with who I am, your problem is not with me. Your quarrel, sir, is with my creator.
Vice President Pence has said that he's against gay marriage for religious reasons. Buttigieg says that his marriage has moved him closer to God. He spoke at a fundraising event in D.C. for queer candidates. This is Fox News.
Let's play a game. In the words of your favorite celebrity, answer the following questions. Greg Budell, name something you don't see every day.
You never see a Rolls Royce with a bumper sticker that says, it happens.
Jay Scott, how do you feel after a long day of putting out fires here at Blue Water Broadcasting? Emily Hayes, you're dishing it with the girls. How do you start the conversation?
Oh, come on. Can we talk? All right, let's stop this nonsense.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. Do you like your chicken hot or cold? Was that Lassie or Rin Tin Tin? And Rich Thomas, how do you feel when you come into work every morning?
And I see by this turnout that, as it turns out, I'm the biggest name here.
Well, no more questions.
Let's go on with the show.
Stand by for three men and a lady. Right, Rich?
What are you looking at, you hockey puck?
Still think we should be waiting for a basketball game tonight. 6 minutes past 8 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. WACB, a special guest joining us. as we get ready for a different season. And I don't mean cricket does. Jay Scott is here. Emily Hayes is here. And now, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
We're going to be watching the radar a lot today. There are no strong to severe storms on the radar at the moment. We expect that activity will probably ramp up, you know, afternoon into the evening hours, perhaps. So have our weather app handy. And if you don't have it on your phone or tablet yet, go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It knows where you are, and it will instantly alert you to any watches or warnings for your area. Breezy and warm today with a high in the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms become likely today and tonight. Some possibly strong, maybe severe. Damaging wind gusts are the main threat. A tornado can't be ruled out. Overnight low 63. Risk of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, although not severe tomorrow. Another warm day, high 79. Wednesday's nice, 84, beautiful sunshine. Breezy, warm Thursday. We're dry during the day. Maybe some thunderstorms late Thursday night into part of the day on Friday as the next system moves through. But we have our eyes on this system way out there on Sunday. That's way out. I know it's several days out, but it has my full attention for its severe weather potential. Right now this morning, we have cloudy skies for the most part, and our temperature is 69 at the moment. Southeast winds 8 miles per hour. The time is 8:07.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
If you can stick around for a little while this hour, we will explain to you why you keep Googling friends who are no longer part of your life. Interesting stuff. A quick trip to the traffic dungeon, then our guest joins us.
Montgomery Skywatch, traffic into the 8 o'clock hour and checking things out around the river region. We have a big traffic jam on I-85 southbound around the boulevard. It slows way, way down. You're going to start that back up around Bell Road between Taylor and the boulevard, so be careful there. We also see a big slowdown on 231 southbound out of Wetumpka. Things are really slow starting at the Redland Road traffic light and backing up through the Jasmine Hill light, so be careful if you're headed into Montgomery that way. I-65 is back up to a speed limit ride. We don't see any problems coming into the downtown area. It looks like you might slow down a little bit when you get right up around the Clay Street exit, so watch out there. School zone's in effect for just a few more minutes. Watch yourself in the school zone. Your speed limit is 15 miles an hour. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch.
Our shortstop hit a long foul ball, but the umpire called it a home run.
Hit a homer, dude.
Last time I stepped in a baseball field, I got tased.
Crotch arrangement, very important in baseball.
All of baseball's defective.
Put me in, coach.
I want you to bunt. I'll touch my belt buckle twice.
Everyone study two-out situations, count management. Oh, my stupid sister's taking the fun out of baseball.
There's no crying in baseball.
Careful with the steroids.
You're a baseball fan.
Baseball ain't a sport.
Not a sport.
You, sir, are an ignoramus.
Look at me. Gotta be center field.
Now, opening day isn't really opening day until it's your team playing in their home ballpark. That's opening day, as far as I'm concerned. And why is Major League Baseball punishing the parent club, the Tampa Bay Rays, by making them play in Chicago on April 8th? They must have fallen out of favor with somebody. What a horrible place to go with the weather they're having up there. Anyway, Mike Murphy from the Biscuits, welcome back. Happy new season to you.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Rich and I are from Midwestern cities. They have baseball teams, so our calendars basically begin, our new year is...
Yeah, the Rays were lucky night. Enough to go ahead and get to San Francisco early in the year, though.
Yes.
So before it gets nice and cold in July.
Right.
Who was the famous person that said, the longest winter of my life was a summer in
San Mark Twain said
was
that.
It?
Yeah.
It.
I think you can attribute anything to Mark Twain.
Yeah. I like saying anything that makes me sound smarter than I actually am.
We've been counting down on the timeline for the home opener for a long time now.
Yeah.
It just occurred to me, this is going to be my 15th season going to Biscuit Games. And I remember my very first one, it was Memorial Weekend of 2005, and they did fireworks and music.
Yeah.
And I'm only here, at that point, I'm here about, a month?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe less. And one of the song that played during the fireworks towards the crescendo was Sweet Home Alabama. And the ballpark was packed, but something stuck out to me as everything's exploding overhead. It's just so impressive. But I could hear the voices of the children singing Sweet Home Alabama. Mm. I'd never heard that before. Kids that knew by heart the lyrics to a rock and roll song. And that, I said, wow, that's pretty cool. That is like the state national anthem here.
What year did the Biscuits start?
2004. So we're going to Sweet 16 this year.
All right, you were pretty close to the time that they had started.
Yeah, I got in for the second season.
Yeah.
And that was one of the first things I wanted to do. Because I saw the ballpark. I've had such a weird, the friend I met here, the first weekend I'm in town, mm-hmm. took me to the train station, all the cool stuff downtown. And I saw the ballpark from the outside, and I said, man, that's amazing.
It's a classic ballpark. We're just thrilled to have the Biscuits here in town. They've been successful. They've brought us a lot of fun over the years. And it's a good place to go and take the family. And it's just,
yeah, it was funny. We were talking about, we had a press conference a few weeks back where we unveiled some of our T-shirt designs for T-shirt Thursdays, and we talked about some upcoming college events that we have going on with Troy and Alabama State, and Charlie Jenright was there, and he was the city council president at the time the stadium being built, and he said it was kind of a coin flip between turning that space into a ballpark or a bass fishing pond. So that they can attract national bass fishing. So I was like, good decision, I guess.
Story.
Thank you for giving me a place to show up to work every day.
Yeah.
Hasn't the merchandising over the years, the history, it's a successful, even overseas, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, across minor league baseball it happens, but I mean, you see all 50 states have purchased Biscuits gear. I want to say it's like 30 countries or something like that. So it's all over the place. And, you know, it's something that we see every year after year. Every time we release new merchandise or new logos or something, it's everywhere.
I've told you the story about how when the name was first announced, I didn't love it. And there was a gasp in the audience when it was named. But the name has grown on me, and I think it's perfect to be called the Biscuits.
I think that's something that you've seen across the country with minor league teams coming up with these kind of crazy names.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's become a trend, and the Biscuits were at the beginning of that trend, and now we're kind of one of the more tame names in minor league baseball.
Lug-nuts.
But it's, I mean, you come up with this name, and people look at you and, you're going to call your team the Biscuits, and then you release the logo, and okay.
This team,
Rocket City Trash Pandas are the newest one in Alabama.
The Rocket City Trash Pandas.
Yeah, this is Mobile Bay Bears are going into their last season, and next year they'll be moving up to Madison and become the Rocket City Trash Pandas. But like I said, you hear Trash Pandas and you're like, what are they thinking? And then you see their logos and
it's a raccoon.
They have not played a game yet, and they are leading minor league baseball in merchandise sales, and they won't play a game until 2020. So there's obviously something too coming up with these crazy names. So
that's one thing that does change frequently with minor league teams is their major league affiliate. But
right.
You guys in Tampa have been...
Yeah, we're going into our 16th season with Tampa. It's a great relationship. Basically, our player development contract was renewed last year with them, so mm-hmm. We're going into year two of three. You can't sign more than a three-year deal at a time, so that's why you see so much changeover across the country, because all these player development contracts have to be 3 years at a time.
They have, not just the Evan Longorias and David Prices and others that came through, this year's Rays have an extraordinary number of players. I was almost shocked at how many names I recognized from the scoreboard at Riverwalk.
Yeah, I mean, God, Brandon Lau was our starting second baseman last year on opening night, and is a very unassuming guy. You know, he's not the biggest guy. He doesn't scream superstar. But
they gave him a lot of money, didn't
they? Yeah, he was right here in Montgomery on opening night last year, and started this year with the Rays hitting fourth in the lineup and DHing. So you never know who you're going to see when you come to a Biscuits game.
It's a new trend now in baseball, guys that are uber prospects or just coming up, like Acuña with the Braves. They just gave him $100 million.
I know.
And he's getting ripped because, buddy, if you just wait till free agency, you'll get two or three times that amount. But who says he's going to get six more years? Right. How many players have we seen have that horrible injury or an arm blowout? Or
you just don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
And if somebody's putting nine figures in front of me for the next 8 years,
yeah, I'll take it. Yeah. We'll take that.
Yeah.
And the owner, you know, for the owners, it gives them, you know, because how many owners? Look at Chris Davis. We were talking about this early this morning with the Orioles.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's 0 for 47.
Is that good?
not when you're paying.
Right, that's not what
somebody,
you want, right?
And he's still got 3 or 4 years of a guaranteed $23 million dollar a year contract. Sometimes I think, and this is just a matter of opinion, I think some people respond to money very positively,
right.
And then some people, if their self-esteem isn't good, and deep down they don't feel this, I'm stealing this money, they play down to what they actually think they're worth. Because how does a guy go from 47 home runs and earning 161 over 7 years to 0 for 47?
You hope that kind of balances out throughout the course of the season for guys like that. You never want to see somebody start off 0 for 47, though.
No.
Because he's going to have to go on a tremendous hot streak to balance that out.
But. And the fans in Baltimore are giving him holy Hades.
Yeah.
You guys are starting off with Biloxi on Thursday night, right? What are some special things going on the first homestand here?
So first off, opening night presented by Chick-fil-A. There's just a ton going on. We're opening gates up at 5 o'clock for a 6:35 game just to squeeze in all the extra stuff that we have going on. Mm-hmm. We'll have an hour and a half gates. So we'll have from 5 to 6 dueling pianos in the Club Car Bar. The Andrew Brothers dueling piano show is going to be coming down. Wow. So they'll play for an hour pregame and then an hour following our Max Fireworks show. So dueling pianos, will have the national anthem being performed by Kirk Jay of the Voice fame, local Montgomery guy, kind of budding country music star.
Nice.
Depending on how his career can take off after that show, but he's a great guy. He actually performed a lot for us last season in our Club Car Bar. We'll have some first pitches. We'll introduce our team, and then get the first game underway, followed by a nice Max Fireworks show, and again the dueling pianos back in the Club Car Bar for post game. And then Thursday night, we have a T-shirt giveaway, like we will every single Thursday this year. Every single Thursday night, we have one Thursday morning game. But every single Thursday night will be a T-shirt giveaway for folks 15 and over. This one is a Club Car Bar themed T-shirt.
Oh.
Friday, it is our first MGM Friday with Max Fireworks. It's Teacher Appreciation Night, and it's our reading night. We started this offseason Big Mo's Reading Club, where Big Mo and our community relations folks went out into the community all over the place, from Selma to Dothan and right here in Montgomery, doing a reading program and challenging kids to read, gave each kid a bookmark to read 6 books, and if they've read 6 books, they've earned themselves a ticket to the game, and one of those games is coming up on Friday night, so we're going to recognize all those kids who participated and succeeded in Big Mo's reading program.
I like that.
Saturday, we have another Max Fireworks show with Mardi Gras night, and then Sunday, it's a Little Crumbs Day, so it's our kids club presented by Alabama Power. But every Sunday this year, we're going to have a Dress Like a Player series. So this Sunday, starting off with a Jackie Robinson T-shirt, because Sunday is Monday is actually Jackie Robinson Day. So the 15th is the day Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier. We're not home on the 15th, so we're going to celebrate on the 14th.
Oh.
Where all the kids, first 500 kids 14 and under will get a Jackie Robinson themed t-shirt. And that's something we're going to continue all summer long on these Dress Like a Player Series Day. We're going to have a kid's, you know, Biscuits hat, a Biscuits replica jersey, a Biscuits pair of socks, you know, a plastic helmet. So by the end of the season, you collect all of them, you got yourself a nice little Halloween costume and you dress like a biscuit.
That's cool. So. And kids love it. And, I think I may have signed us up for a future first pitch. That's way out there on June 3rd.
I'm very eager to do a first pitch.
I talk about the 7-year-old that pitched in front of me and who showed me up so bad. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the thing is, 7-year-old kid doesn't know anything about
weather. Yeah, and the thing is, those 7-year-olds, I mean, they're playing like 120 games a season now.
Right.
Yeah, they play more than some of our players.
And that's why they're getting their elbows rebuilt.
Exactly, yeah, as 12-year-olds.
It's amazing, baseball's popularity. Like, we had, the White Sox had an all-A free ticket giveaway when I was growing up in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Guess how many tickets I got in the all-A program? That would be zero. The Cubs, the same ticket. I don't know what a bleacher seat costs in Wrigley Field these days.
When
I was a kid, they were a buck.
Yeah.
Because it was the worst place to sit in the park.
The bleacher, what do they call it? The bleacher?
Bleacher creatures.
Creatures.
And that was in 69 when all that craziness started.
Uh-huh.
But if you played in Little League, you got a Little League card. It was certified. And you could use that to get into a Cubs game for free.
Yeah.
And sit in the bleachers anytime you wanted. It was years before the Cubs even drew a million fans. Now they do three, and that bleacher seat I used to get for a buck is probably 75.
Probably their most popular seats now. That's where everybody wants to go.
So there's not a bad seat in Riverwalk. Nope. How was the attendance at the Max Capital City Classic? It was pretty good.
We actually set a stadium attendance record of 78.96.
Wow.
So, when you say there's not a bad seat in the house, there's also not a bad standing room position in the house.
Right.
So we have people all over our grass berm area, but our general admission seats are for that grass area, but they're really a standing room. And one of my favorite things to do during the game, and I suggest this if you come, is walk around our concourse. And you know, it's a 360-degree concourse. You can make laps around the entire stadium. But if you go and stand on the left field wall, so right underneath our scoreboard, right there, stand and watch a half inning from there. And that to me is one of the best views in the ballpark, where you can see the city skyline behind the field.
I've not done
it's
that.
It gives you a feel like you're sitting in the bleachers at a big league stadium. That's a view that you don't really get that often at minor league stadiums or college stadiums, even. You know, a lot of times, until you get to, you know, a big league field, and you know, sometimes AAA, there's not really that many seats behind the outfield wall.
Yeah.
But for us having that catwalk kind of area there, stand up there and watch a game, I'd highly suggest it.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about the food at Riverwalk. Oh,
yeah. Well, it's coming up.
I love it.
This is the year of bacon. I don't know if you've heard about this.
No.
So it is the year of bacon at the ballpark. So
we started this.
Oh, we've got Jay's attention.
Yeah.
So we started this year a biscuit zodiac. So every year we're going to change up what the food item is. So this year is the year of bacon.
What was last
year? Last year didn't exist.
Oh, okay.
So this is something new. Yeah, right. this is something new.
I'm going to need to look at that calendar.
Good way to start.
Zodiac is new. So the year of bacon, we've created a new bacon logo. So we took the butter out of the tongue of the biscuit, threw some slabs of bacon in there, and we're going to have bacon food items all year long. So we'll have bacon on a stick. We'll have bacon-wrapped hot dogs. We will have, of course, bacon biscuits at our biscuit cart, and then throughout the year, we're going to introduce more and more bacon items. The team's actually going to wear a hat that has that bacon logo on it. We'll have a bunch of giveaways with the bacon logo on it. We have some merchandise with the bacon logo on it. So we're really excited and looking forward to our food and beverage side having some fun with adding bacon to just about anything.
Good luck next year, Michael, because I don't know what you do, how you follow up bacon.
So, I'm not going to lie. It was a pretty easy choice for year one to be bacon because you knew you weren't going to get much flack for it. So.
Yeah. Jesus. Works. Next year will be cheese. That's my
cheese, you think?
Your cheese, not bad.
Yeah.
Do you guys have, is there any night, I know there's lots of theme nights.
Yes.
Wasn't there a night where you could bring your pets?
Every Sunday.
Sunday. That's
right. Every Sunday is Bark in the Park. So Sundays are kind of for the whole family. So we have our Little Crumbs presented by Alabama Power, which is our kids club. So you sign your kids up for that, and you also have Bark in the Park on Sundays. So we're home Mother's Day. We're home Father's Day. Mother's Day, we'll have a wine glass giveaway presented by Filet and Vine.
Wow.
Father's Day, we have a Father's Day tie giveaway, so you can get a Sweet Biscuits tie tour of the office. Sundays are our family day all around.
You should put bacon in that wine glass. I don't know why.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Maybe we should come up with a nice, for those Sunday games, have a Bloody Mary with some bacon in it. That'd be good.
Get the wine glasses and do a toast, because bacon is great with toast.
Yeah.
Duh.
All right,
it's so good to see you. Welcome back.
We're
Happy
excited.
New Year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Baseball's back.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing you guys a lot more this summer.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And Rich will be throwing out the first pitch.
It's a good thing we extended the nets past the dugout, right?
Okay.
Oh, well, did you? That was the thing in baseball.
I got it to the plate last year.
You did fine. I'm just teasing.
Yeah. The 7-year-old was a little bit better. 7-year-old threw a strike. I got it to the plate.
We've got tickets to give away for opening night.
We do.
Yes, we do. So okay. you want to do a quiz from what we just learned from him?
Yeah, but in a minute, we have to reward the people that were listening. We have to take a break.
Okay. That's fine.
Because it's 8:26 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Another big event coming up 2 weeks. Well, actually, a week from Saturday now. It would be the 20th of April. And that is the spring screening event, Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. It is a party from 10 to 2, a festival outdoors, but and also an opportunity to get screened for LASIK. And if you do, they have an incredible goodie bag package put together for you. There's no pressure to make a decision that day. It's just an opportunity to go out, enjoy food and beverage, meet the LASIK geniuses that Montgomery Eye has on their staff, and then take that few minutes it takes to get screened for LASIK as a potential vision solution for you. That's the 20th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. Is right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. Their web address is online, MEP.com. And if you'd like to call for more information, call 272-2020. News, traffic, and then we're back.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Charges have been filed after the death of an infant at an unlicensed daycare center in Elmore County. 50-year-old Tracy Goldman and 20-year-old Addison Morgan have been indicted on manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide charges. Elmore County Sheriff Bill Franklin says a 2-month-old died at their daycare center in October of 2018. State troopers are investigating a deadly crash in Butler County on New Searcy Road near I-65. State troopers say the victim is 37-year-old Thoris Tyson. They say the car he was driving left the road and hit a tree Sunday afternoon. And Montgomery police are investigating a weekend shooting. They say a man was shot in the leg Sunday afternoon in the 4600 block of Virginia Loop Road. So far, no arrests have been made. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Oh, well, I try to have a good time.
Well, laissez-les bon temps rouler. Translation, let the good times roll.
Yes, I think she and I are going to have a good time together.
Some good time.
And by good time, she means bumping uglies.
It's a good time.
Good time.
Oh boy, do we have some good times.
You guys have a good time.
I'm having a good time.
You're still having a good time.
I'll have fun.
Let's put the fun in funky.
This is really enjoyable. It's fun. I'm not going to lie. It's good.
Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a good time. And it don't get better than this.
Drinking up and having a good time.
This is fun.
So fun. I, for one, am having an absolute ball.
As we wrap up our look at traffic on a Monday morning, Montgomery Skywatch sees things returning back to more of a normal traffic flow. Things have smoothed out on the interstates. They're running along at a speed limit ride. We don't see any problems on the boulevard other than stop and go at the traffic lights. And the big old traffic jam in the Wetumpka area is thinning out as well. Look out, you may still slow down at the Redland Road traffic light. Let's be careful, and we will check in with you this afternoon. Invisible Fence has great indoor and outdoor systems to protect your pet and make your relationship with your pet more enjoyable. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Bernie Sanders tries to learn social media.
I would like to learn socialist media, like face in a book. There is also crack chat. I want to be able to put my photos on Mr. Graham. Look, I wrote some things down. LOLOMGROFLWTF. 10 million Americans have access to socialist media. And additionally, I would like to send out a couple of sentences on how a bird landed on my podium. Yes, I will tweet that.
This has been Bernie Sanders trying to learn social media.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There goes the weekend, the workday's begun. The I Hate Monday polka. That special workday that's never that fun. The I Hate Monday polka. You're tired and you don't like your boss at your job.
We're going to give away some biscuit tickets here.
Yay. Tickets to opening day. Well, you know, home opening day, which is opening day.
What's their zodiac theme again?
Bacon.
Oh, that's right.
Like you'd forget.
How do you want to do that?
We can do a quiz if you want to. We can just take a certain caller. We want somebody who wants to go to opening day at opening night, I guess, at Biscuit Stadium, which is Wednesday nights. And you heard everything that they're going to have. In fact, I don't want to say everything in case we do want to do a pop quiz. You want to do one?
Yeah.
Who's singing the national anthem?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Opening night. Who is going to be singing the national anthem? You should know this person. He's gotten a lot well. He just said.
Let's say there's been some sort of TV connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 272-9228, first person with the correct answer will win. Yeah, we'll take that. And
his name is not Bacon.
Let's see. Also coming up, the special drawing. We guaranteed a winner in our Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon. Unfortunately, the referees took away a night of glory for the War Eagle Nation. I'm still blaming them. Really, I'm sitting there, and I made an out loud sound, 62-62 seconds left, and the score changes 63-62, and I made some kind of guttural reaction.
Melody or Melanie?
It was very...
I did, too. I'm not sure guttural is the word.
First letter
of the were there any... Was there the use of any untoward language during your outburst?
Senator, no comment.
All right, let's see if Melody can give us the answer to the question here. Hey, Melody.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, can you give us the name of the Biscuits opening day singer?
Hurt J.
That's it.
Correct.
Woohoo!
Guess what? You're going to the game.
That's right. You won tickets.
So you'll get to see him sing the national anthem.
And Bacon.
Great. And Bacon.
Now, what night is Rich going to be singing the national anthem at the ballpark?
Oh, let me see. It's on the 21st of this month, I think.
Melody, you hold on. Jay's going to get you a gem up at Jelly Time, as we like to say, with your winnings. All right, since he's busy, it's 8:35. Let's do the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
On the radar this morning, we're not only looking at the showers and storms that dominate southeast Alabama right now. That's gone by us. We're looking at the new area of showers and storms developing from the coastal areas around Pensacola and now extending into west central Alabama. So that's going to be our future as we look at storms later on today, which could become strong, possibly severe. It is certainly a possibility, and the entire state is in a severe weather risk zone. As a matter of fact, even a stronger risk from, let's say, Auburn and Wetumpka on northward today. With a breezy warm day with a high temperature in the upper 70s, a couple of the storms could feature damaging wind gusts, and you know, you can't rule out a tornado in a situation like this. Tonight's low 63. Tomorrow, risk of more showers and thunderstorms scattered about the area. High temperature 79, but no severe weather threat in the state tomorrow. Wednesday is a nice day. Beautiful sunshine, high 84. Thursday, breezy, warm or dry during the day, high around 83. Chances of some showers and storms sometime Thursday night into early Friday. And then next weekend, the day that has my attention is Sunday, possible severe weather threat, and that needs to be watched. Right now, this morning, we have a warm morning starting. We're at 69, southeast winds at 8 miles per hour at the time, 836.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, and my friend Jay.
Hi, everybody.
Here to tell you about the Seafood Bistro. I actually had lunch there Friday because of, I hadn't been in a hot minute, and because...
Saw some of that in the fridge.
It was Lent. Yeah, I had to bring back half of my lunch.
Almost ate that Saturday.
Because of... I got the Cajun potatoes alongside the dragon style shrimp.
Oh, okay. Po'boy. I thought you just got a po'boy and couldn't finish it. Which
no, I got the I chose that as my side because I like those new potatoes with the Cajun seasoning and all that stuff. And it was fantastic. But as always, a little bit too much. You can always make a second meal out of. And
nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that at all. It's economical and it's great during the Lenten season, when you need a fish option on Friday. But if you love seafood in general, like I do, you always want to go to the Seafood Bistro at 1651 Perry Hill Road.
And there's the bell alerting you to the fact that they open at 11.
They open at 11. And, Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook. They're on Waiter, the delivery apps, all that stuff. And their website, theseafoodbistro.com.
All right, it is 8:38. Again, those of you who took the time to make a prediction in the Duncan, we did not get an exact score.
We did not, which means now we have to draw.
Okay, so a we number. Had another Emily segment in about...
I got a lot of numbers to count, so you may want to do that drawing, and then I have to go through... I have to count. Whatever number she picks, I got to go through the comments and start counting.
Well, okay. I'll just go over there and pull a number now.
We can do that while we're getting our final traffic update of the morning. Let's do that. He said.
As we wrap up our look at traffic on this Monday morning, Montgomery Skywatch does have an accident for you. It's on I-65 southbound at exit 170. That's Fairview Avenue. It's right on the off-ramp, so be careful there. Otherwise, everything is rolling pretty smooth around the river region this time of the morning. We don't have any delays on the boulevard other than stop and go at the traffic lights. If you're using the 31s to get into town this morning, we don't see any problems for you. Just be careful, and we will check in with you this afternoon. Invisible Fence has a great indoor and outdoor system to protect your pet and make your relationship with your pet more enjoyable. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
All right, we guarantee the winner of the Doug and the Sun Predict-a-thon here to draw the number.
Yeah. And then, hail hitting the roof.
This could be quick, actually. If she draws a low number, I can easily tell you the winner. It depends on how it goes. So,
the winning number is
62.
Right, well, take a minute. We got local news and a few things to do here. And then we'll
I can
back.
Tell you the winner's going to come from the first post because yes. that had 145 comments.
Okay. All right. So we'll know soon who it was. 62.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Charges have been filed after the death of an infant at an unlicensed daycare center in Elmore County. 50-year-old Tracy Goldman and 20-year-old Addison Morgan have been indicted on manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide charges. Elmore County Sheriff Bill Franklin says a 2-month-old died at their daycare center in October of 2018. Montgomery police are investigating a weekend shooting. They say a man was shot in the leg Sunday afternoon in the 4600 block of Virginia Loop Road. So far, no arrests have been made. And state troopers are investigating a deadly crash in Butler County on New Searcy Road near I-65. State troopers say the victim is 37-year-old Thoris Tyson. They say the car he was driving left the road and hit a tree Sunday afternoon. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The United States Air Force Academy Band from Colorado Springs presents My Country, Tis of Thee at the Riverwalk Amphitheater in Montgomery, Alabama on Friday, April 12th at 7:30 p.m. This family-friendly event will feature the concert band in a program that highlights musical diversity and represents the excellence of our men and women in uniform. The concert is free and open to the public. No tickets are required for this event, and seating is open for general admission.
Welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Caravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is April 8th. Draw a picture of a bird day. Bird lovers everywhere are encouraged to take pencil to paper and draw a lovely picture of a beautiful bird. Unless, of course, someone cuts you off in traffic, in which case drawing a bird takes too long. Have a picturesque draw a picture of a bird. Bird Day.
16 minutes before 9 o'clock. All right, Emily drew number 62 from our Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon pool.
I did.
We guaranteed a $250 winner.
We did.
Jay has been counting, and here is the winning name.
Jan Jones.
Jan Jones.
Jan Jones.
Jan Jones.
Plays more music.
She had a score prediction of 76-75, Auburn. And she also made the comment on the very first day of the Predictathon.
Oh, we go today.
Congratulations, Jen Jones.
So
very
Jen,
cool,
Jay.
When you go to the game, can I recommend the bacon?
Shoot me.
What are you talking about?
What game?
This is for the $250 Duncan and Sons.
Oh, forgive me. I thought we were just giving away the tickets.
No, we did that
10 minutes ago.
Melody won that one by guessing Kirk J being.
Oh, that's right. Where am I? What day is this?
You know, come in here for
when you have moments like that, you make me feel so much better about myself.
Jeez. I'm sorry. I'm multitasking. I'm posting radar and stuff like that. I'm sorry.
There's a lot going on. I actually happen to be looking at that myself. Because maybe someday, instead of just being, you know, digital rain gauge boy, I'll be assistant. Or
maybe we will have another digital rain gauge boy someday.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I fell off the roof this weekend. That's the ticket.
You're going to add to the team. That doesn't mean you're going
to
fire me.
To bring it up.
Yeah, I know. I understand. It's been a long, long time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Does she need to pick that up here, or is she? What's the deal?
I just need her name, and then I'm going to send it to the government.
Okay. Gotcha.
I'm kidding. No, I'll set it up. Just send me her name so I can reach out to her personally. She'll get a message from me, Greg Boudel.
Ooh.
First girl that's ever happened to.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
madness. As currently suffered by our weather department here on News Talk 93.1 FM, we were hoping we'd be watching a championship game tonight, but tonight is the end of March Madness, even though it's April 8th.
I wore team apparel.
Yeah, don't do that next time. That's now that we know what the cause and effect is. Anyhow, sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon during happy hour, I will pause and say, please call me with this morning's Baumhauer's winning word. If you're the ninth caller at 272-9228 with the word madness, you will win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And you can redeem that at the Boulevard location or downtown. Whatever works for you. We try to make it as convenient as we can.
I'm so glad that do you know who Jan is? Jan Jones? I know you have a lot of friends on there.
I know the name, definitely.
She is apparently a dog lover, and you'll love the kind of dogs that she loves. See, those are your type of dogs, right?
Those are scotty dogs.
Yeah.
Those are terriers. Yeah, I love all terriers.
She's a big dog person, too.
That's wonderful.
So glad she
has to be a good person.
Yes, she probably has to drive around to parks and stuff all the time, so having $250 worth of service available at Don Duncan.
That's right.
It couldn't happen.
Oh, and they're Auburn fans, Rich.
Great.
Oh, look at the dogs wearing the Auburn. They wore
I wonder
Auburn
if they were
too.
Wearing apparel during the game.
Maybe. So maybe it wasn't your fault. It was theirs.
Let yourself off the hook, boy.
Feel like a dog.
And, of course, our thanks to Don Duncan for stepping up there, going into the finals with that great prize. It's just a shame. In fact, our Morning Maroon nominees are coming up in a moment. When you have an occasion and you're stuck for an idea, the place to go is Brian Jewelry for men and women. It's first of all, starting with the team showcases, and I'm talking about beautiful merchandise for Alabama fans and for Auburn fans. Separate showcases, of course, you cannot intermingle the contents of the two, but they're right there standing sentinel near the front door. So when you walk into Brian Jewelry, you look to your left or right and look at the team showcase and all the great gift ideas that they have in there. This is the real deal, first-rate merchandise. If you have an idea for something you'd like to give to somebody, now you can run all over town and hope to run into it somewhere. You can go straight to Brian Jewelry and ask them to create it. They can modify a piece within their extensive and very competitively priced collection, too. But what they really do better than anybody is take that panicked customer who's got to have something. Time is running out, and they take that person and say, calm down. We're going to find you something that'll work. And, voila, there you out the door with, it's like for the 5-year anniversary, the beautiful earrings that I got for Mr. Bitterbottle. It's the paper anniversary. And I did not know that papyrus could be put into liquid form and contained in a clear ring. It's beautiful stuff. And Lynn and the team there, 63 years of service and dedication. Join their club at brianjewelry.com. Save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more with Brian Jewelry in Prattville. Our Morning Maroon nominees are next. Mr.
Sandman. Spring is here, my favorite time of the year, except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299, king adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Queen mattresses started only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well-kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Monday. When I think about you, I really get bummed. I'd like just a week without you, that would be fun. I wish I could go back to sleep like I did yesterday. But I go to work, my profession leaves me crying. Can't get away, feel like Monday.
Monday started sucking about, 6:30 Saturday night, whenever it was that game ended. Boy, everybody knows Jan Jones. 84 knows Jan Jones.
We had the Jan Jones neighbor called in. And
well, then I realized from the picture, she's a pet sitter. Five Schnauzers, I think, is the name of her company.
Mm-hmm.
And how many Schnauzers were in there?
There's five.
Five, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess they come in packs like that. They travel like that.
Yeah.
The Schnauzer is a known... Anyway, it's Schnauzer is a name.
I just look to you for wisdom.
Is a known character on Car 54. Where are you?
Speaking of all these animals, don't forget that we've got our Paw It Forward event going on.
Indeed. Starting today, you can find our Blue Water Broadcasting donation bins at Lewis Lawn Equipment, Holly's Home Furnishings, Best Friends Pet Resort, Exceptions Insurance, Montgomery Subaru, and Montgomery Eye Physicians. And anything you want to drop off to help out the Prattville, Autauga, Montgomery, and Elmore County Humane Societies would be greatly appreciated. This is the first week of four, and we'll keep you posted on everything. And so, if you need an idea of what to donate, you can always visit newstalk931.com.
All the River Region Humane Societies that'll benefit from Paw It Forward, which starts today.
You know what I've found that, because I have friends, I have a friend in Georgia who volunteers at a shelter and all that stuff. The little, like, $2 fleece type blankets that you'll see in the middle of a big aisle at Walmart, not the end cap or anything like that, but just those little blankets for them to put in the kennels with the kitty cats and the puppy dogs and stuff. They need stuff like that. Toys, all that jazz. Again, follow us on Facebook.
I got a pickup truck full of BarkBox toys I think I need to take over there. Because they really do accumulate.
I have a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And Bailey picks out which one she likes, and the other ones just go. Yeah, that's a good idea. I need to bring it by.
Let's quickly go through our Morning Maroon nominees. Former Secretary of State Jean Guérin.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. I was going to nominate the refs from the game the other day, but you know what? That would be poor sportsmanship. Ah, screw it. Nominee number one, daycare center in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Had their license revoked after a group of one-year-old kids walked off and were seen wandering near a highway.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
So that's like really great work there. Yeah, so they lost their license.
You should probably be watching the kids.
We have a politician from Alaska who shoved a female reporter while he was on his way to vote for a measure called the Violence Against Women Act.
Oh, God. That's really poor timing.
And we have a police officer in Michigan, who volunteered to be part of a demonstration at a breathalyzer training. Sure, I'll show you how to blow. And did he ever. Legally drunk. So,
Ooh, that was a bad idea, huh?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I'm sorry, are you not supposed to be drunk for the demonstration?
No, you're just supposed to...
Oh, show them
put
how
put your
to...
lips together and blow, as Lauren McCall said so famously, and to ever have not... you know how to do that, don't you, Bo?
Just... put your lips together and blow.
So all of these three represent malfeasance, neglect, and stupidity. Which one do you like the most?
I don't know. As much as I want to go for the breathalyzer guy.
Toddlers on the loose.
But daycare center people. What are you thinking?
Really?
Your job is to watch the children.
Yeah, if I had to rank them, I'd go for them first. The politician shoving a female reporter out of the way so he can vote against violence against women.
They're all...
but politicians are just... They're what's the word I'm looking for?
Incorrigible.
Well, that works better on Rich than it does. They're just imbeciles. And then, you know, we'll try to cut the cops some slack since they serve and protect.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
I got to tell you, this is really cool because, you know, a few years ago, we went to Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars, and Mrs. Ritterbuttle always wanted a Juke, and we got a Juke, and we got one with really low mileage on it, and she had almost 3 years, and loved it, absolutely loved it. Don Duncan kept that thing serviced, never had a problem with it, really, put new tires on it, and that was about it. It never really needed a service. And we traded it back in because Roz wanted a Corolla sedan. Got a 17 Corolla sedan with low miles. So that car went into the service department, and it passed. And I was proud of this. You know, both the cars...